This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial in toll free 800-259-9231 as we launch here into the third hour of this live Saturday edition. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on our site for free, so enjoy those on us. That's freetalklive.com. Jamie has hung on the line listening to WFLA-FM in Tallahassee. Jamie, welcome back. We were short on time at the end of the last hour, and we're nailed to the clock, so I'm glad you hung through. You wanted to tell us about your personal story of moving from being a self-professed neoconservative to a libertarian-minded person. Go ahead and tell your story.
Yeah, that's right. Thanks, guys. It's actually quite amazing because you were mentioning before how education is, you know, very socialized. There's a lot of information suppression. And I'm a young guy, and I was just in college recently at a major university. And all my life I'd grown up favoring conservative principles and, you know, conservative economics and even, if you want to say, conservative foreign policy, thinking that everything was just face value. There's terrorists, you know, the United States government is always looking out for our best interests. We have to, you know, be in the state of war all the time. You know, everything, its politicians are really, you know, really saying what they mean. This is a typical American sentiment, you know, where yeah. People just kind of, they have this psychological dissonance where they don't always believe people, but they take it at face value.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
sure.
So I reached my sophomore year at this university, and for the first time in my life, in my history class, I learned about the American eugenics movement. And I couldn't believe it. This was a total shock to me. I never knew that we were more depraved in our thoughts about humanity and freedom in the early 20th century than Hitler was. That Hitler actually took on a lot of the things developed here.
The United States is the birthplace of fascism.
Can you give an example of what you're talking about?
Oh, are you saying with Hitler's program?
No, the American eugenics. Can you give an example?
In the early 20th century, they began to pass laws that if you were considered an imbecile, considered epileptic, or had some other quality, it didn't even have to be that you had a disability. It just had to be something that was deemed unworthy or unwanting in society. If they felt that three generations, I think that was Oliver Wendell Holmes who said that, of imbeciles is enough, then that's enough. And they could force sterilize you up until the 1970s in one state by law. They can quarantine you and force sterilize you. And this is something that I would have never thought of. I would have never heard of in any other context had I not done further research besides, you know, the cursory glance that we had in our class.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point in my life, I realized if I did not know that about our American government, what else don't I know they have done behind closed doors?
And that's a great question.
Point. Oh, yeah. No, it's a really deep question that a lot of people need to take the time to research, because you suddenly realize, and this is what we realize now, because what happened in the darkness then is now let out of the closet by the media, because it's so far in the past that they do sarin gas tests and gas gets out, or if they test weapons on soldiers, or if they...
Tuskegee Airmen.
That's right. You know, they let them continue to have syphilis as they, you know, monitor them. I mean, cases after case, and I just sat there and I said, oh my gosh, you know, this whole time I've been sitting here thinking that I had a grasp on what was really going on, and suddenly there's this whole other realm behind closed doors. And that's what woke me up to the whole, not even woke me up, but just reinvigorated my love for freedom and liberty, because it made me realize that when you bind up control in a centralized authority, there is no good that comes from it.
Right. You see, this is the area where economics kind of plays against, you know, people. Because people naturally want to allow, you know, the specialization of labor. They want people to be able to do their jobs and do them well and, you know, generally be left alone. And in a free market, that works great because people are left alone to provide the best good or service that they can provide, and then the public decides between them, and therefore the best thing sort of rises to the top, and then somebody, you know, innovation is created and all these other things. However, when you leave politicians alone to do what it is that they do, which is lying and stealing and hurting people, well, that doesn't work because it's not free. Do you understand?
Oh, absolutely.
Yep, and we just, you know, we're sort of taught that this is the right thing to do, but these people should not be trusted, not for a moment.
So how is it that you went from finding out about the eugenics programs in America to essentially coming to the ideas of true liberty? What was the next step for you?
Well, the next step really was taking a look at what I believe, or at least what I thought I believed. Because here I was, I was a typical conservative. You know what I mean? Like the person who says, I'm a Republican, I vote Republican party lines. And you say, well, wait, what did it mean to be a Republican? What did it mean to value liberty? And then I had to reevaluate the original context of what our founding fathers actually put together. And it made me realize that for every inch that the government takes in the name of securing the people from whatever perceived harm they think we need to be secured from, they just use that as leverage to take away more freedom. There's never any safety. There's always the straw man that's going to be an enemy.
There's always the next. You're right. You're absolutely right. There's always the next step. There's always the next regulation. There's always the next control. There's always the next bad guy, and it's always another excuse for them to take more of your freedom, more of your money, and assert more control over you.
Sure. You know, the 3,000 people died in America because of America's foreign policy on September the 11th, 2009. As a result,
2001.
Did I say 2000? Yep. Pardon me, 2001. A result, we had, you know, the Patriot Act was passed. The TSA came into play. I mean, look how much the 300 million Americans' freedom has been compromised. Who won? The United States government won. They got more power.
Freedom lost.
Yep. The terrorists won because they compromised the freedom that supposedly that we're told that it is that they hate so much.
Right.
I think really what they hate is United States troops being in their land. But, you know, that's just my opinion.
And the real terrorists are, of course, the government people. They're the ones that we can identify. We know that they are using force to achieve their political goals, that they are using the threat of violence, that they're using fear to achieve their political goals. And that's as you were saying earlier tonight, Mark, that's all they have. All they have is the ability to scare you into being obedient.
Absolutely, and actually, I was talking to a member on the Council on Foreign Relations, and I told him, I said, all the United States government does is create monsters to fight monsters. For example, you know, they support Saddam, they fund, you know, Charlie Wilson's war, the Afghan nation to fight USSR. They create these monsters because they're trying to fight another monster, and then what happens is after they're done with beating that one monster, they still have a monster left. And then they say, oh, well, guess the people that we gave arms to fight the USSR now are our next terrorist group we have to fight.
What a surprise. Violence begets violence, and force begets force. You know, Jamie, I've got a question. It's an important one for you. Have you heard of the Free State Project?
Yeah, so one in New Hampshire, actually, a good friend of mine, Neil Connor, is a big part of that movement, yeah.
Oh, Neil Connor is a personal friend of mine, and he's a great guy, and he has moved up here just recently. I actually originally found him when I was working with the Libertarian Party down in Florida, and he's a super activist, so come on up and join us if you get a chance. We'd love to have you here. This is where it's at as far as achieving liberty in our lifetime, and I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, and I appreciate your story. FreeStateProject.org is the place you want to go to learn more about that. It's a movement of thousands of like-minded, liberty-oriented people that are all converging to the same place to get active for freedom.
It sure hasn't been working being all spread out.
No. You know,
the ideas of liberty are not new. The nation was founded on them. But unless, I guess, that there's just too many sheeple out there, too many people that believe, just as he said, that, the government's working for your own good.
Right. Mark, you and I are Florida natives, we know how hopeless it is down there as far as freedom is concerned.
I wasn't going to leave Florida for just any old reason. I didn't didn't come to New Hampshire because I love
the
snow
weather.
And cold weather. I came to New Hampshire because, well, I think of the Patriots that froze their little tootsies off in Valley Forge, and I think that living in a nice heated house in the woods is probably nothing in comparison to that.
FreeStateProject.org. Head on over there. More coming up at Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
If you always thought an emu was a large, flightless Australian bird not much good for anything, you'd be, well, very wrong. Introducing ValleyViewEmus.com. Valley View Emus is a small, woman-owned family farm in Fenimore, Wisconsin, operated by Betty Lou Kaufman. Betty Lou assures you life gets better when you reap the health and wellness benefits of her high-quality emu products. A full line of the highest quality emu oils, lotions, craft products, pet care, and emu meats. The health benefits of emu oil alone will amaze you. Learn more about the complete line of emu products at valleyviewemus.com. And when you're ready, go right to the online shopping cart to place your order. Valley View Emus offers a 30-day money-back guarantee on all sales. Visit valleyviewemus.com. That's valley, V-I-E-W-E-M-U-S.com. Or call Betty Lou toll-free at 877-436-8537. Valley View Emus, where farm to fresh means quality and care.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you all about Acola Blue, the state-of-the-art atmospheric water generators that produces purified drinking water right from the humidity in the air you breathe. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know. I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Make the decision today to claim your own water independence by ordering your own Acola Blue atmospheric water generator for your home or business, just like I did. Their best seller, the Acola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day and is easy to use and economical. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Generate your own pure water right from the humidity in the air by calling Acola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue on the web at ecoloblue.com today.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. We've got a lot of features, and we give them to you for free, including live streams, broadband version of the show, dial-up version, even a webcam, and the brand new Free Talk Live listen lines are available for you. Get all the details at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com.
Perhaps you may own or know someone who has a company that is struggling to collect money owed from past due accounts. Delinquent accounts are problematic not only from the standpoint of diminished revenues, but businesses find themselves sidetracked with the arduous tasks of trying to collect on these accounts. Consequently, valuable time and resources are pulled away from principal operations, the reason that you got into the business, what it is that you love. SACL CAI liberates businesses from inefficiencies and the vexing tasks of collections. SACL CAI, you can see their banner at freetalklive.com.
800-259-9231. Continue taking your calls. And if we get a chance, we'll talk about armed police officers with submachine guns to be patrolling the streets for the first time ever. First, let's talk to Revel in Alabama, listening to WVNA in Florence. Hello, Revel.
How's it going?
Is it Revel with a V or a B?
It's Revel with a V as in Victor.
Okay, very good. Just making sure. You're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I just wanted to, I'm a first-time caller, and since I found you guys on at night, man, I have really enjoyed your discussions, your
Thanks.
Show in general, and I just want to say I appreciate you guys. When I found you guys, I was like, man, this is how I feel. This is how I want to be heard, you know, because I hear all these other shows here in the South. We're so steeped in hatred and all this bigotry. Man, all they play here during the day is Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, and on and on and on.
Revel, it's like that everywhere.
Yeah, you don't worry. Oh. It isn't the South, pal.
I mean, I used to live down in Florida, and now I live here in New Hampshire, and the same shows are on up here. So it's not the South.
Man.
It's just it's an American thing, and yes, they are steeped in hatred, and you're absolutely right in your observations. And I felt the same way as you did when I first heard the Liberty message. Was I thought, wow, that makes so much sense, and that's kind of what I've always thought, and I didn't really know that there were other people out there that thought the same way I did.
Oh man, I spent 10 years in the Air Force, and I, coming from the South here, you know, I was raised and I saw all this this hatred and the, you know, all this racism and everything. And then I go in there and I work with people of all colors, creeds, and I started figuring out, hey, people are bad based on who they are, not what they look like.
Absolutely,
sure. There's no way that a little bit of melanin in someone's skin can make them bad or good.
Exactly. You know, I don't care if they're yellow, brown, whatever, red. You know, if they're good people, they're good people. If they're not, they're not. And I don't base that on what they look like. And that's, man, you know, that's a real problem in this country.
Well, you know, if I might make a suggestion for you, Revel, and for everybody else that's hearing the show, maybe for the first time or relatively new to the program, and you're listening to us on a local talk radio station, take a moment, call the local talk station, talk to the program director, and let them know that you appreciate them airing Free Talk Live. Now, you're lucky, Revel. Down there in Florence, you get to hear all 6 nights of our show, all 3 hours of the show, all week long. Some of our listeners only get us on Saturday nights. So it's extra important for those folks to call their local talk stations and say, first of all, thank you. Show appreciation for the fact that they've taken the risk. I mean, really, for a talk radio program director to put Free Talk Live on the air, it's kind of it feels like a risky move to some of them because, well, you know, there's not really any other content out there in the industry quite like this. It's either you've got the Rush Limbaugh wannabes, or you get the kind of the liberal version of the Rush Limbaugh wannabes, you know, the progressive talkers, as they're called. And I know that on the station you're calling from, WVNA, the show on before us during the week is Ed Schultz, and he's one of the big-name liberal talkers, and then they've got Rush Limbaugh on during the daytime. But it's like the same stuff. It's just, you know, vote for my team instead of the other team. The other team's evil. It's the same kind of message, just in reverse. So Free Talk Live is really one of the only syndicated radio program out there that I know of in the industry that really takes a true pro-liberty position on things and really has you know, a true open phones kind of policy. So contact the local program, your local program director. Thank them. And if you're not getting all 6 nights like Revel is there, then ask them for the weeknight show. And, you know, if they can't put us on live, then, you know, maybe they'll put us on overnights or something like that. We'll take whatever we can get, and I thank you for the appreciation. Any other thoughts tonight?
No, I was just going to say one more thing. I had called AM 1240 here, which is another locally owned station, and I had asked them when I heard all the vitriol being spilled during the day of those, Dennis Miller and all those other folks, and I asked him about his programming, and I asked him, I said, whatever happened to Air America? You know, I was listening to it one day, the next day it was gone. I said, what happened? And he told me, he said, I have tried to carry, you know, those things, those more progressive liberal type open air discussion programs. And he said, the people around here don't want to hear it. And I'm like, they're too conservative. And I'm like, man, see, well, that's.
I haven't heard that.
And I know he's talking, you know, he was really honest about it and up front, like you said, and it's a risk for him because he's the owner of the station.
Yeah, you know, I know that I have not heard a lot of the Air America programming, but of what I have heard, I know that Rachel Maddow is one of their talents, and I've seen clips of her. Essentially, she's a total statist. Now that her boy's in control, she is not loving or anything like that. If you are a dissenter of what the Obama administration is doing, then in her mind, you're treason. You're treasonous, and you know, you should be punished for that. So
same thing, other side of the coin.
These people, just because they're on Air America, doesn't mean that they're all about love and understanding or anything like that. It's the same exact story. Maybe they're not quite as nasty as the conservatives, but I don't know. I've never really listened to any of it. And you know, we're not liberal or conservative on this show because I think that that's a false
dichotomy.
But we do
get really kick butt ratings in Florence, Alabama.
We've been number one in Florence for the longest time. It's amazing.
We beat out everything on the radio.
Great. Thanks, man. We appreciate hearing from you and call us back sometime. We always always appreciate hearing from our Florence listeners because we're only live in Florence on Saturday nights. They take our weekday show, but they delay broadcast about 2 hours.
If you put Free Talk Live on and you don't preempt them, if you put them on a news talk station and you don't preempt us with some kind of sports, we traditionally, I can't think of any other example where this isn't true, that we get really kick-butt ratings for you.
Yeah, it's pretty much the case.
Yep.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. What a shock, Mark. Americans like the freedom message when it's actually appropriately presented to them.
Americans like freedom.
Well, when they know...
Their government doesn't.
Yeah,
but
exactly. Let's talk to Jerry in Kentucky. You're on Free Talk Live. Jerry.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, super. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was interested in this emergency, you know, swine flu emergency thing that's going on, and I started looking around doing some research because I think there's a more scary emergency that's going on worldwide that we really need to do something about.
What's that?
Lightning.
Lightning?
Yes. Lightning is far more scary. Yes.
Lightning strikes kill over 10,000 people a year worldwide.
Yep.
The swine flu has only killed 5,380 some people so far.
I would like to see.
Way to put it in perspective.
Just the number of people that are normally killed by the regular flu. I don't think the swine flu is going to turn out to be anything, any great flu.
I just think we need to do something about this lightning thing. I think Obama needs to help us with that.
Great
really
call. We need another
dangerous
national emergency. Call in FEMA. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. Maybe you can make the kids get down beneath their desks. Remember how they used to do that in school, Mom?
Yeah. You had to hide them under the desk. Kick them up. Goodbye.
It's Free Talk Live.
Times are tough, and many of us expect them to get worse. The warning signs have been everywhere for a very long time. Therefore, you have no excuse not to be prepared. If another Great Depression strikes America, how will you excuse your lack of preparation to your loved ones? There are numerous places you can buy freeze-dried food. PatriotFood.com is different because our dried food supplies are not sold in fancy tin cans. Our 25 varieties of bulk food are packaged in heavy-duty food-grade plastic bags that will last 10 years, while our competition charges $3,000. We ship to you 135 pounds of great bulk food supplies for a fraction of that. Our company is owned by a famous patriot, Big John Lipscomb. I know you can trust him. He's my dad. PatriotFood.com is the wise choice for food insurance.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1-week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, C-H-E-W-S.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The DigiNet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. DigiNet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at DigiNet.net. That's DigiNet.net. DigiNet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your DigiNet Spy products today. Because video never lies.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to liquid zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free liquid zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try liquid zeolite today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the Saturday edition of the program. We are here taking your phone calls about whatever you want. If you decide you'd like to take control of the airwaves, it's up to you. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free and invite you to enjoy them on us, including, by the way, archives, the Facebook profile as well. People do love that Facebook. You can go to facebook.freetalklive.com, and you can become a fan there. That's facebook.freetalklive.com. I guess I was reading today, Mark, that some radio stations are bribing their listeners to become fans on Facebook. Which,
how do they bribe them?
They could give a prize away or something.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, I think it's a fine idea, but we don't do that. So if you really want to become our fan, we really want you to become our fan.
Yeah.
Not to just win something.
We're not going to give you nothing.
Yep, just the good feeling of being in our little fans database. Whatever that gets you. I guess it gets you access to updates and stuff like that. It's a kind of an alternative way to get Free Talk Live's updates, from what I can tell. Is there really anything else that we use it for? I don't know.
I give away something to them if you think it's a good idea.
Facebook.freetalklive.com. It's cool. People like it. They must like it. We've got over 2,000 fans there.
I'll do that.
What, give something away?
Sometime soon. We're going to be asking big stuff from our fans here soon when the podcast awards come around. So
you got to come up with something.
I think on that first day, I'll probably do a little bribing myself.
All right, so now you've got a reason to do it. Facebook.freetalklive.com. All right, we're going to continue here. We'll take your calls if you make them. But first, sometimes we talk on this show, and I mentioned it tonight, about how the United States is a police state. And when you throw that out there, you just lob it out there into radio land, some people are going to balk.
Freaks people the heck out.
They're going to balk at that. They're going to say, what?
They're much more likely to balk if they are over the age of 40.
Mm-hmm. Conservative.
Republican and Caucasian.
And they'll say,
this is just a generalization. I'm not saying that all white people are Republican or anything like that. I'm just saying the better chance.
When you lob that bomb out there, that incendiary device, the word of words, if you will, that the United States is a police state. It seems unbelievable to some people because they are insulated from it. They don't really realize what's happening because they live in this kind of world of the respectables where the police don't really enter into except if they're taking a report on some kid that smashed in their window with a baseball or something, you know, some sort of accidental situation that they'd have to involve the police in. They're not having their coworkers and their loved ones, their friends and their family members arrested for things like possessing a plant because the cops tend to not mess with people that are driving a Lexus. The cops just, you know, they know where the victims are. They know that they're going to easily be able to victimize people that don't have a lot of money, that don't know their rights, that kind of thing. And so they don't see the million plus people, the 1.5 million Americans that are arrested every single year for possessing a chemical. Over half of those people are arrested for possessing a plant called cannabis. They don't see that happening, and if they hear about it, they just tell themselves, damn criminals, they deserve it.
Right, driving while black, if they hear about something like that, it just sounds like somebody complaining, more of that race-baiting bullcrap.
Right, and of course,
I'm not saying doesn't exist. It certainly does exist.
And even
but
when
there's
they,
a reason that it resonates with people.
And even when they do come across an obvious, what to you and I, Mark, would be an obvious instance of the police state's extension, the TSA at the airports, certainly there are plenty of respectable types that will go through the airports of America and encounter this. Sure, they may realize that there's a bit of an inconvenience going on with the TSA.
Sure, and maybe even a little dichotomy, like, oh, I can take my laptop in there where I could make a sizable explosion with my laptop batteries. However, this guy who would otherwise be on welfare is taking my bottle of water away from me.
Yeah, they may come to that conclusion, but at the same time, they'll also tell themselves, well, it's for the good.
Security theater is important to make everyone feel better, and it stops the terrorists.
Well, they don't know it's security theater. They think it's real security.
Come on, everybody who goes through
badges.
Knows that it's security theater.
They have badges, Mark. They're wearing uniforms. They must be good at their job.
New shiny badges. They got rid of those old patches.
So, they come across some of it, and the rest of it, what they come across, they kind of write off because they've been told this story about how the government's supposed to be protecting them. And so the question becomes, and it's a good question to ask somebody that's in that position of obliviousness to the police state. Somebody like my mother, for instance, would be a good question to ask would be, well, what would it take to make you realize that you're actually in a police state? What is the onus of criteria? What is it that would have to happen? What would you have to observe? What would you have to know to be true in the United States or wherever country you live in for you to know that in point of fact to come to the conclusion, oh my God, this is actually a police state?
Yeah, what would it take? I mean, really, clearly the news doesn't do it for people.
Well, here's a question. That's the question you want to ask yourself, and here's an example. A handpicked team from CO19. Now, point of information, this is from the United Kingdom. However, this is already happening in New York City, and I don't know how many other places across the country. A handpicked team from CO19, the Metropolitan Police's elite firearms unit, will walk the beat in gun crime hotspots where armed gangs have turned entire estates into no-go zones. Local politicians and anti-gun campaigners have reacted with anger at the news that the officers will carry Heckler & Koch MP5 submachine guns, capable of firing up to 800 rounds per minute, and Glock semi-automatic pistols. CO19 currently provides armed support in volatile situations like sieges and terrorist attacks, with its officers on constant call in vehicles around London. But this is the first time that armed officers will be sent on permanent foot patrol anywhere in the country outside of Northern Ireland. So this is a historic event for the United Kingdom. They're essentially turning the police loose, and most of the bobbies that are over there are actually unarmed as far as guns are concerned. But now it's the first time you're ever going
to see...
That's
how I like my bureaucrats, by the way.
Unarmed?
Yes.
Yeah. Now is the first time you're ever going to... that you're going to see police armed with machine guns in the streets. So my question is for you...
It's not the first time I've seen it. You and I went to Wall Street and sat there and had lunch watching the guys next to some armored vehicle with machine guns slung over their backs.
Oh, yeah, there were plenty of those.
Stormtrooper helmets on, the whole deal.
The black glasses and everything. So that's why the reason I bring this up is, well, if you're talking to one of these people that says to themselves and is trying to convince themselves that no, this is not a police state and they don't care what it is that you're trying to share with them about all this evidence that makes it quite clear that, you know, they're kicking in 40,000 people's doors every single year in this country to
their dogs,
to do police raids because somebody might have a plant in there. You know, if they're ignoring all of that, ask them that question. What would it take? If the police were armed with machine guns in the streets, would that tell you maybe that we're possibly living in a police state?
If they were doing checkpoints that weren't at the borders, would that let you know?
That's happening here in the United States.
Yep, that's happening.
So let's see. What else? 800-259-9231.
It would be checkpoints that aren't for a good reason.
Oh, right. See, stopping those brown people is a good reason, right?
Don't forget the DUI. There could be somebody drunk on this road.
So everyone should be stopped wholesale and inconvenienced.
Papers, please.
That's what it is, isn't it? Because if you don't have your papers, then you'll be pulled from that vehicle and harmed.
Right. Oh, even though they were looking for a drunk driver, suddenly they find something new. If you have whatever it is that bothers them sitting out there on your seat, well, you're getting pulled over. It has nothing to do with being drunk.
Hey, you know, I was just looking at the story, Mark, from the UK. And I noticed that they're talking about these gun areas, these gang members are out there. They're saying that, well, I mean, we're leaving aside the police as a gang because they're clearly an armed gang that is hurting people. But they're talking about the young street toughs.
Yes.
Chavs or whatever.
Unauthorized gangs.
Over there. Yeah. The ununiformed gangs in the UK. But they're saying there's a lot of gun crime. Wait, didn't the UK ban guns a few years back?
If you outlaw guns, only outlaws have guns.
Huh. Wait a minute. Are you telling me that the gun laws that these governments create aren't actually keeping guns out of the hands of violent, dangerous people?
They've got a lot of crime going on in the UK, and I bet it's because, well, the criminals know that the citizenry isn't armed.
800-259-9231. So if you don't think it's a police state, what would it take to get you to believe that it is? Will it be when they start rounding up your friends and neighbors? Will it be then? Because
that would be
too late. 800-259-9231, something you can answer for us or just for yourself privately. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live. This is Ian. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time. You and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun. Again, that's frontsight.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
For thousands of years, Native American healing has been practiced in North America. The Native Americans discovered an astonishing healing plant called Siaga. This pesticide-free, wild-crafted, all-natural wonder is handpicked by a medicine man and effectively combined with other all-natural and sacred ingredients into a product called Defense. These key ingredients not only supply powerful immune system building blocks defending your body against natural and man-made viruses, but they also assist your body in healing itself from life-threatening conditions. HealForGood.com's defense capsules are Native American practitioners' remedy. Start now with a 100% money-back guarantee. Mention this ad and receive $5 off your first 3-month supply of defense capsules. Call 1-877-HEAL-4-GOOD. 1-877-HEAL, the number 4-GOOD. That's 877-432-5446. Or order online at HealForGood.com. That's HealForGood.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to bring up anything, even in these remaining moments here, this live Saturday edition. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there totally free, so do enjoy those on us. And if you enjoy this program, we'd like to invite you to become a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, and exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. And if that seems like it'd be worth $3 a month to you, you'll get perks too, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. Go and get signed up. Get all the details at amp.freetalklive.com. It's because of the Free Talk Live AMP program that we're on brand new radio stations that have just come on board, WGMD in Delaware. We've got WDNG in Anniston, Alabama, that's joining us tonight. And coming soon, we've got ourselves a new 50,000 water that we can't announce quite yet, but I'm pretty excited about that. And it's all being made possible because of listeners like you getting behind this show at amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Ben, listening to WGMD-FM in Delaware. Ben, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's on your mind tonight?
Mentioned before the break about something, you know, in Britain, how they banned guns and how effective that's been on the crime rate. Well,
shocking, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Well, I seem to remember about 5 or 6 years ago, there's a story in of a town in Utah where all the, you know, adult residents carry guns. And the, I don't know if you guys remember this, but, and the crime rate in that town was so low that it was almost, you know, null and void.
Sounds like Kennesaw, Georgia.
Yeah, are you sure it's not Kennesaw, Georgia?
Okay, I'm pretty sure it's in the Southwest somewhere, but it might have been, Central West. But
you can see a similar story.
The word that I remember was in Utah, though.
You can see a similar story if you go to YouTube and just search for Kennesaw, Georgia, and you will find, you know, the news clip that says that basically, I think that there's a law in Kennesaw, Georgia that
is there
all
still.
Yeah, that's what I'd heard. I mean, you know, it's an older story.
Yeah.
But basically, there is no crime because everybody's mandated to have a gun. Even if they don't enforce it, it certainly lets everyone know that, hey, if you these people have guns.
Now, but wait, point of information here, I think, that needs to be said. I do not support forcing people to not have guns, and I do not support forcing people to have guns.
Nope.
I think each individual should be free to make their own decision about what level of protection they want to afford themselves and their family members. So I think that.
However, I do think that if you are, a gun control advocate and want to get the guns out of the hands of people, that you ought to take the first step and put a sign out on your front lawn that says "Gun-free home."
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Eliminates criminals you don't get, just coming up and stopping over for tea,
Yep.
Right. Ben, any other thoughts for us tonight?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that I remember a couple of nights ago, like you said, we're new to Free Talk Live, but a couple of nights ago you were talking about how, with the Wild Wild West it wasn't that wild, which I mm-hmm. loved your point because it's so true. And that honestly, when you have communities that self-regulate, it's actually it's much more peaceful than people would think.
Absolutely right.
True. The studies that you're referring to is taking a 10-year period, including Dodge City and some of those other big names out in the West, and everybody assumes that everybody solved all their problems with smoke wagons at high noon and on main streets, with tumbleweeds going by. And in fact, with taking all the murders that are included in those towns over a 10-year period, comparing them to places like New York City and Washington, D.C. and Baltimore, it came out that New York was, I believe, with its new lower crime, the new New York, four times as dangerous as the Wild West. Washington, D.C., 10 times as dangerous. And Baltimore coming in number one is 26 times as dangerous.
As the Wild West.
Indeed.
So-called.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ben, for the call tonight. I appreciate you you calling in at 800-259-9231. Let's go to Bill, listening to KGOE. Oh, by the way, this must mean that the program director there, Tom, was correct in his prediction that we are now on our third hour in KGOE land out in Eureka, California.
Eureka!
So Eureka now hearing all 3 hours of the Saturday program. Welcome, Bill.
Coming to you live and likely.
Yes, sir. What's on your mind tonight, Bill?
Well, Eureka, I found you.
it's likely.
I just happen to be scanning. Usually this station has all the very leftist, but interesting finding y'all. I was just responding to your police state thing, and one way we'll know we're in a police state is when they start censoring people like you.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
Interesting point.
But I would conjecture that they won't say Free Talk Live is saying things that are too dangerous, we're taking them off the air. that won't happen.
No, they'll just go after us.
The way that they're going to get us or get anyone is they're going to find child porn on my computer at home or something like that.
Yeah. You have it. I've seen it. It's in your background right now.
No, his genitals are covered. I have baby pictures, but I'm very scared about them because of this. Because I see the news stories.
Yeah, I'm kidding, of course. I was referring to your almost 2-year-old son, Jack.
Yes, in the bathtub.
However, you do have to like your sobriety checkpoints and such, those are generally voluntary, and you're given warning several blocks ahead of time.
Oh, no. Have you ever tried turning around?
Oh, yes.
They'll pull you over down in the South, where I come from.
Well, I've heard of those setups, too. But
well, if it's voluntary, then all you have to do is say, excuse me, officer, I'd like to be on my way.
Well, the voluntary part comes when you're sober enough to drive around it.
So that's not really voluntary. So running away from the bully doesn't mean he's not a bully.
And you're proclaiming that the cops are not chasing after people that turn around out there in California?
Let's not forget I paid for that road.
Well, I agree, but no, the cops aren't chasing people around. Not out where I live.
Okay, good. Well, you're fortunate.
I actually have a kid who's a cop, and it doesn't work like that.
Peaceful people has your son thrown in jail?
How many what people?
How many peaceful people, people that have not ever harmed anyone else, has your son thrown in a jail cell?
I don't know. I know that he's thrown people in jail who were barely able to stand up, yet they crawled to their car and got on the road and
roads that you own and were aiming at.
It's certainly possible that your son is
peaceful people.
It's certainly possible that your son is one of the good cops out there. I'm not going to say what, you know, whether he is or he isn't, but you know, I'd like to know, you know, what do you think his feeling is about marijuana, for instance? That's an issue out there in California, right?
Oh yeah, no, they'll pull people over and he'd let people go with marijuana because they have the appropriate. I forget what number they are.
The documentation, the papers. What if they don't have their papers?
Well, then he takes them in because it's illegal.
So would that be a police state then?
No.
Oh, well, why not?
Well, the police state would be pulling them over and taking them in because you'll wanna.
It was against the law to harbor Jews in Germany. Were those were the people doing it not participating in a police state?
Well, Germany, it was a lot. The laws there were much more draconian.
It was against the law in the United States. It was against the law in the United States for to be Japanese on the West Coast in 1941. So did that not make a police state?
It was if you're Japanese. But
yeah, exactly. And it is if you're a marijuana smoker.
And it is if you have marijuana on you.
Yeah. Well, and it also is if you're a drunk driver, and it also is if you're a murderer.
That's not the same.
Are those the same thing? I mean, are we talking about the same stuff there? I mean, there's one thing to be breaking the law, which some people wrote down. There's something entirely different to be threatening people and killing people.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm glad we're in agreement.
No, we're not in agreement because we're not in a police state. Because I can go out and walk around and
but you can't walk around and smoke a joint.
Well, I also can't go walk around and smoke crack either. Or
well, you should be able to, right? I mean, as long as you're not hurting anybody else, don't you?
As long as you paid for it,
yeah.
Okay, you go live in that
world. Where's the victim? Let me tell you, sir, you're living in that world right now.
The victim is the neighborhood in which the...
I'd like to point out that cocaine was legal in this country until about 6 or 7 decades ago, and that it's the illegality that created the danger that is crack.
That's true.
It is these laws that you are supporting that created crack.
And meth.
Right, and meth. So these more dangerous drugs were, in fact, created by the drug war.
We can talk about it some other time. We're out of time for tonight. Call us back next weekend. We'll be happy to get into the details of the nitty-gritty of the drug war, because it's awful what they're doing to people who have not harmed others. And if you've not
but you're free
others,
to do whatever the bureaucrats tell you to do.
Yeah, if you haven't hurt anybody, you haven't committed a crime. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Back on Monday night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Candy. For inspiring ideas for your next celebration, be sure to visit us at celebrationcorner.com. You don't have to wait for a holiday to plan a festive meal. Celebrate anytime with a fun menu or creative theme. Invite friends for a roll-your-own sushi dinner, or surprise your family with a birthday cake when it's nobody's birthday. Fun is the name of the game, so make up a special reason of your own. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm pleased to announce a completely new and exciting way to listen to your favorite GCN Live program on your telephone. Simply by calling 712-338-7200, you'll be hearing your favorite GCN Live programs in seconds. Tune into all of our channels. I have made sure that everyone who wants to hear GCN Live will have the opportunity to do so. Call to listen at 712-338-7200. That's 712-338-7200. Thanks again for listening to GCNLive.com.